Describe a time when you disagreed with somebody about something. Number 1. What would you do if you disagree with someone? Well, if I disagreed with someone, I would try to stay calm. I wouldn't want to raise my voice or do anything to escalate the situation. I would just calmly explain my point of view and then ask if we could try to reach an agreement. Sometimes, disagreements can turn into full-blown fights, which is when things get difficult to handle. But I think the main thing to remember is to have respect for the other person, even when their opinion is different from yours. Number 2. How can we stop an argument from escalating into a fight? I suppose that you have to try to keep calm. So you shouldn't raise your voice or say anything mean-spirited. You need to remain cool and collected. You can't blow your temper, even if the other person is really frustrating you. Sometimes, it can be helpful to take some space. If it's turning into a long, drawn-out disagreement, you should take a break and revisit the topic later, when both of you are less worked up. That way, you can avoid getting too upset. Question 3. Who do you think should teach children to respect their teacher? I think that parents should teach their children to respect their teachers. Children need to learn how to show respect from the very start, which is where parents come in. As the people who have the most influence over them and who spend the most time with them, parents have to set a good example. They need to reinforce that other people, especially teachers and other authority figures, need to be respected. Children should learn that directly from their parents. Number 4. What disagreements do parents and children usually have? It seems to me that parents and children usually disagree over things like responsibilities and schedules. For example, a parent might tell their child that they have to do a certain number of chores every week. Their child may not like having to do chores, so they'll disagree about the responsibilities. Or a parent might impose a curfew, which means the child can't stay out past a certain time. Children like to be independent, but parents still have control over where they go and when.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。